This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Coloradans raced to buy more guns in July than any other month since the state started keeping track. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that's due to state law that took effect Saturday.
The new law puts additional restrictions on people wanting to buy certain semi-automatic firearms, including the AR variant rifles. Gun buyers now have to go through a deeper background check and a training course that could cost hundreds of dollars and take a few months to get through. Gun rights groups like the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners got the word out, and people who wanted the semi-automatic weapons swamped state officials with gun purchases before the August 1st deadline. State officials say they staffed up in anticipation and processed the highest volume of requests for background checks in July. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
An Aurora police officer is facing a second-degree murder charge in last year's shooting of a combative motorist after a traffic crash. Officer Matthew Neely has been charged in the death of Rajon Belt Stubblefield. Family attorney Milo Schwab credits the Arapaho County DA with letting a grand jury decide if charges are warranted.
It's not just about Rajon, it's about this long list of police officers that have killed members of our community year after year after year.
Neely has turned himself in and is out on bond. His next court appearance is August 17th. It's 9:06, and this is CPR News and KRCC.